Hi, I'm Sam.
And I'm Jordan.
And we're going to be talking about TED Season 2.
TED Season 2 is the second season of TED, which is based on the TED movies by Seth MacFarlane. It is a prequel series that follows the Mark Wahlberg character from the films as a teenager in the Boston suburbs with his two parents and his cousin Blair that's living with them while she's in college. And this is a very similar set of episodes if you've seen the first season. I will say, I think just having found their groove with the characters and the flow of the show, it was a little bit better, but I would still consider them pretty equally.
I really prefer the second season because I feel like they really stepped into their comfort zone, like you said, and really branched out with their episode ideas. I felt a lot of season one was really like Ted and Johnny are in high school. Let's see what we can do with that. The second season felt more like we have this entire cast of characters with the Bennett family. Let's really use them. And I feel like that really works to its advantage.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I feel like I haven't really given away how much I enjoy this series yet. I jumped right into like how I would compare the two seasons. I love this show. I think it is really well done. I certainly prefer it over the two movies, which have their moments but are imperfect. This series feels like the best iteration of the concept of, like, you know, what if a kid's teddy bear came to life and then grew up and became, like, vulgar and dirty as the person lost their innocence and grew up. So when you put him into a coming-of-age scenario, like a high school series, it works a lot better because you see the transformation happening in real time.
I agree, yeah.
And beyond that, I think the comedy writing and performances are just so top-notch. They could be doing anything with this writing staff and these actors, and it's just going to be comedy gold every single time.
Yeah, Max Burkholder plays John Bennett. Really, really shines, especially in season two. Season one, he felt like he was really trying to find his footing with trying to step into Mark Wahlberg's shoes, while trying to make the character more of his own. But in season two, he really ups the game and really becomes his own character, independent of Wahlberg.
Now, of the eight episodes that we got in this second season, was there one that you enjoyed the most or found the most funny? If they're different ones, let me know both.
I would definitely say the D&D episode, the Dungeons & Dragons episode. Mm-hmm. I feel like that really put all the characters' dynamics on full display, rather than having everyone like separated out into their A plots and B plots. Everything just really came together, and I feel like it really let the actors shine.
Yeah. I enjoyed that episode a lot, too. My one gripe with it is, I think, removing the characters so far out of, like, where the show usually takes place means that setting is the focus instead of, like, the joke writing, and sometimes I think it falters for that. My favorite episode is the one where, in the A plot, they're doing the school play, and in the B plot, their father, Maddie, starts working at a Dunkin' Donuts. And that B plot culminates in my favorite scene in the entire season.
It is fantastic.
Where Bill Clinton, who was recreated using a little bit of like AI deepfaking, which I don't love that they went about doing it that way, but I don't know how else they would have achieved it. So I'm kind of in the middle on my opinion there. But my point is, Seth MacFarlane does his like now famous Bill Clinton voice impression that he's used on Family Guy and in 100 other places. And he just lets it rip with some of the most
he kills it.
Vulgar, like mean-spirited, curse-filled dialogue I've ever heard, and it is delivered with such like a quick wit. It was maybe the hardest I have laughed at a TV show in years.
It is. It's a truly fantastic scene. I really enjoy Scott Grimes' performance, especially in that scene.
Yeah.
With him like transitioning from being like this like stoic guy to becoming really scared.
Right. The setup of the scene is that Maddie is a conservative in the 90s who does not like the Clinton administration. And when he hears that Bill Clinton's going to be coming to where he works, he's going to tell him off and he's going to give him a piece of his mind and tell him he's doing a terrible job. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as he tries to confront Clinton, he like snaps back at him and then becomes
like
this
puppy.
Yeah. He becomes like all nasty all at once. It was so well done.
It's a fantastic scene. I really, really enjoy, especially Scott Grimes' performance throughout the entire season, especially in season one as well. Whenever he gets angry, whenever the character gets angry, he plays the alcoholic father of the Bennett family.
Mm-hmm.
I can only hear Steve Smith
from American Dad because it's the same actor.
It's the same actor. It's just I always just hear that no matter what.
I'd also, before we start to wrap up and say our final scores for the show, I would like to highlight, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce her name right, but Alana Obak?
I think so.
Something like that.
Yeah.
She plays the mother in the family, Susan, and it is one of the most bizarre yet perfect performances I've ever seen before. It's unlike any other character I've seen in anything. She's, you know, sweet and accommodating to a fault. And she's also a devout Christian, which plays very heavily into her character. Mm-hmm. And she also just, like, says some things that come off as so strange, and she says them for no particular reason.
It's like a, like Matt Berry in a way, with like how he like overpronounces certain words.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's such a specific type of character.
It works so well for this character specifically, because like she wouldn't, like random stuff. Like in the first season, I think it was Maddie Bennett, who the father, who buys a karaoke machine.
Yeah, she goes on that karaoke machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her deliveries like are so good.
Yeah.
I would say of the five core cast who are all spectacular, she's the highlight for me.
Maddie Grimes. I'm sorry, Scott Grimes for me.
Maddie Grimes inventing a new character here. Yeah. I thought season two of Ted was excellent overall. I know that they don't plan on continuing the series from here just because the production budget for animating the bear is so much for
it's
them.
Shame.
But I think they plan on continuing the Ted saga, if you will, through an animated show.
I'm kind of pensive about that.
In any case, this series for the two short seasons that it ran was a blessing, and I hope that more TV comedies like this follow suit, because it was just such a joy to watch through. Overall, I would give season two of Ted a 9 out of 10.
I would give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, well, that's about it for this review crew. Thank you so much for sticking with us, and we will see you. Bye.
Thank you.
Good job, guys. You were like, before we wrap up, it was like 4.5 minutes.
Oh, was it really 4.5?
You ended it at pretty much 7.
Okay.
I feel like Ted being animated now, like, defeats
the entire purpose.
Right.
It does.
Right.
It defeats.